trust in the Lord, the only way we can obey God is that we first have to trust him. And many people, they cannot come to the place of obedience in their life because they have not developed yet this relationship of trust with God. Trust, knowing that God is not going to let you down. See that? And we will never be obedient to do the things that God has called for us to do in his word if we don't trust him. Y'all ever played the game with people before? We used to do this sometimes as icebreakers in corporate America, where you'll have somebody stand behind you and they'll tell you just to fall back. And you always got to look back at the person that's supposed to be catching you, because you're really not going to freely fall back into their arms unless you really trust that person is going to catch you. And that's how it is when we are walking by faith in God, that we have to get to the place where we trust him enough to know that God will not let me hit the floor. God is going to be there to catch me. He's going to do exactly what he said he would do. And we went through a few scriptures. Let's go now. I'm going to run you through this as a review. Jeremiah 17 and verse number 5. These should be in your notes. These should be highlighted in your Bibles, because this is the thing that I want you to know, that even when times get tough, you got to start reminding yourself of the word. Jeremiah chapter number 17. There you go. And verse number 5. Look what it says. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. Look, you see, he's talking about that wavering person, the person that your heart now is not in what God said. Your trust now is not in the Lord, but your trust has departed from the Lord, and now you have made man and flesh your resources. He says, now you're going to be cursed. It's interesting when you see that word cursed. It doesn't mean that your pinky toe going to fall off because you're cursed. No, it really means that you're going to be outside of the protection of God, because you're putting your trust now in man and in flesh. I like the next verse. Look what he says in verse number 6. Jeremiah 17 and 6 says, for he shall be like a shrub in the desert. See that? And shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched or dried up places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. You're going to be desolate because you're trusting in man and you're trusting in flesh. Okay? Man, you're trusting in a man's system. You're trusting in man's ways. You're trusting in man's authority to do things, and you're trusting in flesh, your own ability. Kind of speaking there towards your righteousness. Your righteousness cannot be of your flesh, because your flesh will fail you. Do I have a witness in here today? So look what he says in the next verse, verse number 7. He says, but blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Come on, tell him again, I trust you, Lord. He says, and whose hope is the Lord. Look what he says. Now, he described the person who trusts in man, that you're going to be like a person that's in the desert with no type of source, no type of nutrients. But he says in the next verse that when you trust in the Lord, you shall be like a tree that's planted by waters. See that? He says, now, when you're trusting in God, you're going to be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river. See, that's your source right there, the river. And will not fear when heat comes. That's very important, because, listen, he ain't saying you will not fear if the heat comes. You will not fear when the heat comes. Are y'all reading the Bible now? See, which means the heat will come. But the good thing about when the heat comes is that your trust now is not in man, is not in flesh, but is in God. So the heat can come, but I'm still going to be able to survive. Watch what he says is going to happen to you. He says, when the heat comes, your leaf will be green. He says, and you will not be anxious in the year of drought, which means you're going to have some rest. That you're going to understand that, Lord, you done brought me this far. I am not about to stress out now. You know what? I may have never been through this before, but I've been trusting you for something before. I'm not going to be anxious. Touch somebody and say, trust in the Lord.
I like that.
for real. I like how she said that, for real. Amen. He says, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Look what he says. He says, don't get nervous now. Don't you get nervous when the heat comes and start putting your trust now back in man or flesh. But keep on putting your trust in the Lord. Because David wrote in the Psalms, he says, I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, and I've never seen his seed begging for bread. Y'all missing this. Y'all got to get this tonight. That he said, when the heat comes, don't you resort to fleshly system. I got to get out there and make it happen. I got to hustle. No, he says, you got to stay by the river. You got to stay planted in your convictions. You got to say, Lord, if I got to trust you during good times, you know what? You're good enough to be trusted during bad times. You got to make sure that your feet stay planted in trusting God. It's the trust test. And sometimes God will let some things dry up just to see where your trust is. Because anybody can say they trust him when you don't really need to lean on him. When you don't really, you can say you trust him when your body ain't sick. But when that body gets sick, are you going to trust him then? When your money dry up, are you going to trust him then? Or now you're going to start saying, well, I can't be obedient now because I got some need. No, you got to know that God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm going to continue to do what God told me to do. And God is on you now not to let me fail. Go to Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10. Go there very quickly. Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10. Say it. I trust you, Lord. See, some of you, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to speak to yourself. You're going to say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you. I believe you can do it. I don't have to know how you're going to do it, but I believe you can do it. 10 and 11. I love this verse. 10 and 11. Write this stuff down now. You got to write this down. Write this down. Write this down. Write this down. Hallelujah. Write it down. Romans 10 and verse number 11. Write this down. This, because some of y'all, this is where you are right now. The Lord is asking you, where is your trust? Come on now. You looking at flesh. You looking at man saying, Lord, it look bad out here. No, where is your trust? Look what he says in verse number 11. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not what? Be put to shame. Let the devil know, I will not be ashamed. Amen. You know what that's really saying? It's saying that your lifestyle of faith will not change. I will not be put to shame. I will not. Somebody right now, your trust is on trial. Hallelujah. Your trust is on trial. You didn't hear that. It's really your trust. And what the devil is trying to do, he's trying to make you waver in your trust. The devil's trying to say, watch it, God. Watch I make them come back and try to depend on me. Watch I make them move away from you. Oh, they was only good for you like Job because you was blessing them. They was only worshiping you. They was only praising you. They was only giving their tithe because they had a whole bunch of excess. But watch, Lord, if you dry it up, I bet you they won't trust you no more. If you cause some confusion in that marriage, I bet you they ain't going to come to church like they used to. Why? Because your trust is on trial. Touch somebody and say, your trust is on trial. I got laid off. Your trust is on trial. Let me help somebody. Yes, sir. The Spirit of the Lord just gave me this. If you got laid off, get up every day just like you still got a job. Get dressed. I'm talking about put your clothes on. Don't sit there in the bed and lament what happened to you. Get dressed. I'm talking about and go out and look. Don't come back home to 4:30 like you normally do. Don't change your routine. Just say, Lord, I'm trusting you all the way through. And I'm going to, I know, but I can put it on the internet. No, get your butt up. Get dressed. Wash your face. Put your best suit on. Do your hair. Go out there and make it happen. Say, Lord, I'm trusting that you're going to open the door for me. Somebody's going to say yes. Go with me to Psalm 37. Go very quickly, very quickly. I got some more to give you. I'm just trying to lay the foundation for these first few minutes we have. Hallelujah. Somebody say, my trust is on trial. God, I ain't never been here before. I know. See? Your trust is on trial. Some of you right now, you got some tension in your life. I talked last night in Houston about that, the tension. That God will put some tension when he's trying to get you to trust him more. You know, tension is good. Tension ain't always bad. There's sometimes some necessary tension. You know, that if you're on a trampoline, you want your trampoline to have some tension in it. Because every time I fall back down, that tension is going to shoot me right back up. Some of y'all going to get that on the way home. And that's why God puts some tension in your life so that when you go up and you come back down, he got to have enough tension to put you back up again. And that's where your trust comes in. That's where you got to understand, Lord, you will not let me fall, because every time I come back down, that trampoline going to send me right back up. Here it is. What did I tell you? Go. Psalm 37, verse number 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you what? Desires of your heart. Trust, dwell, delight. Then he tells us again, commit. That's the word, y'all. Everybody say it, commit. That's the word. That's the one. That's the one right there. Everybody say it again, commit. Say it again, commit. This is what, no, commit means I'm going to do this regardless. Say it, commit. Commit your way, your behavior, your actions to the Lord, and then trust also in him. And what is he going to do? He shall bring it to pass. Why? Because you committed to him. And then this is, see, trust involves us doing something and God doing something. He says, what I need you to do is, I need you to trust, I need you to dwell, I need you to delight, I need you to commit. And he's going to bring it to pass. Verse number 7 says, finally, he says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Watch this. Do not fret because of him who prosper in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes what? Harm. All right, one more scripture, and then we're going to jump into 1 Timothy 6 and verse number 17. I gave you all of these on Sunday, 1 Timothy 6 and 17. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I trust you, Lord. Say it again. I trust you, Lord. Hallelujah. Man, I feel an uncommon anointing tonight. He says in 1 Timothy 6 and 17, command those who are rich in this present age. Somebody say, that's me. Command those who are rich in this present age. Somebody say it again. That's me. Yes. Okay. Which lets me know God has nothing wrong with me being rich, because he's telling Timothy how to pastor rich people. And the Lord is telling me tonight how to pastor rich people. All of y'all ain't get that. Something. See why you got to say no. Okay. You ain't got to be. God is telling me how to pastor rich people. Look, he's telling them, listen, this is how you deal with the rich folks in your church, Timothy. I'm looking, this ain't for everybody. Who is this verse for? Who is this part? All right, just for the rich people. The rich people. Okay, watch. This is what he says. He says, command those who are rich in this present age not to be, first of all, haughty. Y'all know what that word haughty mean? That means high-minded. Don't think you got it all together. Don't be all sadiddy with it. He says, because there's a correlation with being haughty and trusting, he says, in uncertain riches. You got to realize that your material riches are uncertain riches. See that, and you can't put your trust in stuff that is uncertain. Uncertain mean I can't really step out on you because I don't know if it's going to hold me. It's uncertain riches. I mean, you might be there for me today, but then you might dry up. It's uncertain riches. He says, now, this is how you pass the rich people. He says, make sure you let them know not to trust in uncertain riches. Tell them, don't get high-minded, because the moment your nose go up, he says, that's when you're going to start trusting in man and flesh. You're going to start trusting in those riches. He says, so let them be humble. He says, let them now know that they should not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. He just gave you that so you can enjoy it. not so you can trust in it. He just gave you that so you can have more of an abundant life, not that you can start trusting in what he gave you to enjoy. That's what he said. See, the thing about trust is that many of us don't trust because trust involves risk. Trust involves risk. Now, we read that about Abraham, how the Lord went to Abraham, told Abraham, listen, leave your family, Genesis 12 for the reference. Leave your family, leave your kindred, go to a land which I shall show you. And the Bible says Abraham went. But I would be guilty of kind of reducing down that particular story, because it wasn't like when God came to Abraham and told this to him that that was the first time they had talked. You see that? And a lot of times we, even some of us who are babes in Christ, we try to jump out there and do some stuff like that, and then we fall flat on our face because it wasn't like that was the first encounter that Abraham had with God. But as a matter of fact, Abraham had been growing in God to get to that point. Are y'all understand what I'm saying? You have to grow to that level of trust, because I can't trust you if I don't know you. See, if we don't have no history together, I ain't gonna just take you at your word and think that you're gonna do what you said. No, I gotta really know that you're gonna do what you said you're gonna do before I step out and do something like that. And so there's stages to trust. Write these down. Spirit of the Lord led me here Sunday in some of the services, but not all. I wanna make sure all of us have. There's four stages of trust. First of all, there's the exploration stage. Everybody say the exploration stage. Say it again, the exploration stage. This is where the study stage. It's where you study. It's like if you are single and you're in a relationship, first of all, you got to explore. You got to study them. You got to, you know, introduce yourself. Find out who that is, who you be with. See what I'm saying? You got to find out exploration. You know, when you start asking around, hey, who old girl is? You see what I'm saying? It's the exploration. It's where, and that's what happened with God. We're exploring him. We're finding out more about him, more about his word, more about his promises. So that's the exploration stage. Then we get to the investigation stage, number two. That's where you start asking some questions. That's where you finally get them out on a date and you start asking them, you know, are you in a relationship? No. Do you have good credit? No. You see that? You see, it's the exploration stage, investigation stage, right? You asking questions. Well, God, why? Anybody ever been through that stage in your walk with God? Well, why this, God? Why are you telling me to give 10%? Why are you telling me not to do this? Why are you telling me not to sleep around? Why are you telling me not to do all this stuff? You're asking questions. You're in that investigation stage. Listen, singles, you ought to be listening to this, because some of us, we move straight from exploration into experimentation, which is third stage. This is where you start testing, trying, and wondering. And see, whenever you start testing, trying, and wondering, and you ain't experimented yet, you haven't investigated yet, you're always going to find some stuff that you should have found in the investigative stage, but you done found it out too late. Come on, somebody. Is there anybody in here to say, Lord, that's some stuff I done found out way too late? I didn't know you was crazy. Deranged. See, there's the exploration stage with God. There's the investigative stage. There's the experimentation stage. This is where we start testing God. We start saying to God, okay, God, I'm going to trust you now. I'm going to release a little bit into your hand. See that? It's not all at once. It don't happen every once. You go from exploration to investigation to experimentation to number four, the developed trust stage. This is where I know he's going to come through. And this is the place that God is trying to get everybody to. He's trying to get many of you off of the exploration stage. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, it's time for you to move. It's time for you to grow. It's time for you to develop. You've been exploring long enough. You've been asking about God long enough. It's time for you now to start investigating, having a prayer life, asking God some questions. It's time for you to start experimenting. It's time for you to stop just being hearers of the word. And it's time for you to now start doing the word, start working the word, start saying, God, I want to try you now. I want to wonder what it's like to experience you on another level. You got to get to that place, to the experimentation stage. And that's when you can get to the developed trust stage. So that when God wants to do something great through you, he know that he has the experience with you that you're going to trust him.